Good evening. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you this week's industry news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we start on a high note as we explore some headline-making stories in the banking industry from last week. First up, we've got Macquarie Bank receiving multiple accolades. Last week, Money Magazine awarded Macquarie Bank with the title of Money Minder of the Year 2025. Testament to Macquarie's successful customer-centric approach, this award is a nod to the bank's efficient handling of Australian savings and term deposits. With a digital banking platform designed effectively for their customers, Macquarie is delivering high returns, creating a seamless banking experience. Additionally, Macquarie has outdone itself again, this time bagging the Investment Property Lender of the Year 2025. A 22% increase in property investment loans last year, flexible loan options, and adaptive interest rates have been key components to their success. At the heart of their operations, Macquarie's team of specialists provides personalized advice, making an important difference in assisting clients in making well-informed decisions. Moving on to Commonwealth Bank now, who has earned the laudable title of Business Bank of the Year 2025. This accolade builds on Commonwealth's robust commitment to supporting small and medium-sized enterprises. From tailored services like business savings accounts and low-rate credit cards to offering free cash flow management courses, Commonwealth Bank is fostering a supportive environment for our businesses, adding emphasis on financial, educational, and mental health assistance. Switching gears from banking, we also saw movement in the automobile industry. Motorcycle Holdings Limited, Australia's leading motorcycle retailer, announced a significant revenue growth for FY 2025, with an 11.6% boom in revenue, recording a staggering $650 million. Motorcycle Holdings sets the bar high, thanks to a digital transformation and expansion into off-highway and watercraft categories. The Brisbane-based company saw an 8% rise in new vehicle sales. Looking to the future, they are keeping customers front and center by intending to further enhance customer experience with an omni-channel approach. That's your guide through the Australian financial industry's major stories of the past week. I'm Paige Estrotori with the Weekly Finance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more insightful recaps. Remember, staying informed is staying empowered. Until next week, Australia. Stay financially savvy and see you next Thursday.